Welcome to Rondell's Unpopular Opinion. Welcome to Patreon. Welcome to Anchor. Welcome to Apple. Welcome to Spotify, Google Podcasts, Podbay, everywhere with podcast stream. Major shout out to everybody who supports the platform. Shout out to the 95 countries that are on the Rondell's Unpopular Opinion, aka the RUO listeners list. We got to get into this story because this shit right here is crazy. We just going to keep it flat out a bean and a buck. And when I heard this, I just shook my head, y'all. And of course, it's coming out of Florida. Y'all know it's coming out of Florida. Now, I briefly read about this story. However, I don't know the full logistics and the meat and potatoes of what took place. I'm going to find that out with you. So this is partially a reactionary video. And I'm going to show you a USA Today article, and then we're going to watch the news clip together as far as what exactly took place. This is from USA Today. And as you can see, they're telling you here, and I'm going to move me out the way, that an Orlando City commissioner has been charged, accused of using a 96-year-old's money on personal expenses, y'all. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Orlando City Commissioner is a female, and her name is Regina. Regina Hill. We're going to get into exactly what happened. That's what we're going to do. And I'm going to turn this down so we can hear what happened. This is coming from Fox 35. All right. Now I'm going to mute myself so we can watch this together.
The Orlando City Commission is scheduled to meet following the arrest of District 5 Commissioner Regina Hill. Arrested earlier this week, Hill is now charged with elderly exploitation and fraud. According to the state, Hill took advantage of a 96-year-old woman who lives in her district, stealing $100,000 from her. Hill's charges stem from a 13-month investigation by FDLE. And that is our big story tonight. Thanks for joining us this
I'm not going to keep stopping this. Y'all, did y'all hear how they said the investigation was 13 months? Did you hear that it was 100K? That she took a 96-year-old for 100 bands? I'm telling y'all that one by one, they're all collapsing. Let's see what really happened.
Easter Sunday night on our late newscast. I'm Hannah McKenzie. After a grand jury indictment, Hill could be removed from her seat. Fox 35's Stephanie Buffamonte explains what's next in this process, which starts tomorrow.
All eyes are on Orlando City Hall as city commissioners will be meeting here on Monday. The big next step we will be on the lookout for is when Regina Hill could officially be suspended. That would set the stage for a special election. Orlando residents. They're hoping to learn more about what's next when Orlando City Commissioners meet for a scheduled council meeting Monday. Regina Hill, a veteran city commissioner, was arrested Thursday and faces 7 charges, including multiple counts of exploitation of an elderly person and fraud. Hill's grand jury.
We need to go back to that. We need to unpack that because, see, they skip by that exactly on what her charges are now. They're stating that her charges are 3 counts of exploitation of elderly or disabled person. Now, for someone who has been in banking for 12 years, I can tell you that when you work in the banking industry, they will send you to training every quarter, meaning every 3 months, in regard to understanding and being able to spot out and scout elderly fraud, or aka elder abuse. It is a huge thing in the banking industry. Huge. Okay. Yes, I have come across almost every type of scenario. And yes, I have come in contact with elder abuse. Absolutely. absolutely. Now, they're charging her with 3 counts of exploitation of elderly or a disabled person, a scheme to defraud $50,000 or more. They said that she got this person for 100 bands. 2 counts of fraudulent use of a personal ID. That's what's going to get her ass. And mortgage fraud. We're going to keep this going. We're going to keep it going before I give any more of what I'm thinking right now.
An elderly person and fraud. Hill's grand jury indictment and arrest means the governor has the power to suspend Hill from office. As of Friday, Governor Ron DeSantis hasn't taken action. Orlando Mayor Buddy Dyer confirmed the governor's office had been in contact with the city's attorney. We expect work could begin on a special election this week. Here's what the mayor had to say.
I have 10 days to call the election, and then the election is 45 days from that point. So we're working on what Tuesday would work, and we want to give candidates the maximum amount of time to be ready and actually run a campaign. So we'll be working on that shortly.
Investigators say Hill established a power of attorney over a 96-year-old woman and allegedly spent over $100,000 of her money on personal expenses. This case centers around 3 homes that the...
I just want to pause and let y'all know that Ron DeSantis, and this is as of 8 hours ago, that Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, has officially suspended her. This was reported on Easter Sunday. As of today, Tuesday, she is suspended. As per Ron DeSantis. We're going to run this back, though.
Dollars of her money on personal expenses. This case centers around 3 homes that the elderly woman owned or co-owned. Hill is accused of buying a home and listing the 96-year-old as a co-owner without her approval. FDLE says Hill lived in another home in Washington Shores rent-free and even used the 96-year-old's money to make upgrades. Tax records confirm the elderly victim is the owner of that house.
Bruh, who underwrote this mortgage? Let me tell you something, because we only got about 45 seconds of this clip. Who underwrote this mortgage? Who got the mortgage to the closing table? Who did the due diligence on this mortgage and did not see the age of the co-borrower? Why on God's green earth, especially if this mortgage was 30 years? This individual is 96 years old. How long do you think this individual is going to live for you to collect on a debt of 30 years, even though they are a co-borrower? That in itself is a red flag. Who showed up on the closing date when it was time to close and it was time to sign the documents? Who showed up to closing? What is going on there? Who's the institution that hooked this shit up? We're gonna run that back. We're gonna run this section back right here. Cause the math is not mathing.
The 96-year-old as a co-owner without her approval. FDLE says Hill lived in another home in Washington Shores rent-free and even used the 96-year-old's money to make upgrades. Tax records confirm the elderly victim is the owner of that house. Fox 35 investigates discovered that house wasn't even in the district she was representing. The home is outside of Hill's 5th District, which is marked in purple. According to Orlando's city charter, she should have been living in District 5. Now questions raised, could she have best represented her district if she didn't live there?
The short answer is they really can't. as effectively as they should. With all the other problems that she's facing, this was probably the last thing she also needed.
The city council meeting will be held here on Monday at 2. Reporting in Orlando, Stephanie Lafmati, Fox 35 News.
You know, first you had Bishop Lamar Whitehead. This is crazy. This is crazy. And the Daily Mail has wrote an article on this. Okay. She's 58 years old. They're going to do her ass in. They're going to do her ass in. This is insane. And they're going to get her on that mortgage fraud. Let me tell you something. Why do people play around? Why do people play around? Now we're gonna get into, before we wrap this up, okay, the USA Today followed this up with another article. All right, they followed this up. So again, they're stating here, remember, this was investigated by the FDLE, which is the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Okay. Now, here's the crazy part and the true gag. They said that she is facing 7 felony charges for stealing this money. And she was paying with the money that she stole from this 96-year-old woman. She paid for a facelift, dental surgery, hotel rooms on top of the home renovations. And of course, other expenses. And they're stating here that the charges come after an agent for the FDLE filed an affidavit back on March the 7th detailing the alleged crimes. And the documents accuse her of financially exploiting the 96-year-old woman since May 15th of 2021. You see this? Now, Hill first came in contact with the victim through her position as city commissioner after it was discovered that the victim was living in deplorable conditions. So, you knew that this individual didn't really have a support system or resource other than money, because old folks don't spend money. And instead of you being for the people and helping this individual, you decide to take advantage of them financially and exploit them. Insane. Now get this. Once she met the 96-year-old woman, a month later, she obtained power of attorney over her without the two having any prior relationship, according to the FDLE agent's affidavit. How does this happen? FDLE's investigation agent in the investigation, agents found out that Hill fraudulently obtained a second power of attorney to buy a home with the 96-year-old woman as a co-signer. And the home cost more than $400,000. Now get this. Further investigation determined that Regina assessed or access the 96-year-old woman's personal checking, savings accounts, and credit cards. The commissioner is accused of spending over $100,000 . This went on for about 3 years. Ron DeSantis sat her ass the fuck down. Sat her down. Let me tell you something. You and the reddest of reddest states, your black ass is going to fucking jail. Yeah, you're going to jail that way. You know we gotta do one for the road. Y'all know we gotta listen. 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 You know we gotta.
Because I be fucking confused. Why would niggas go to court? They always want to wear their Malcolm X glasses. Like, that's going to change the fucking situation. And you want to put on your brunch shoes. Like you ain't going to jail. Guess what, Kirk Franklin? You're going to jail, bitch. Fuck them glasses. Fuck your goddamn worship and praise. Loafers, you going down, bitch, to the big house. That way. Period. You did it. Now you gotta go to jail.
Listen. Ain't no wearing no Malcolm X glasses. Ain't no worship and praise loafers. You going to jail that way. That way. We're going to see how this one plays out. I'm out, y'all. This shit is crazy. Shout out to you for making it all the way to the end of this one. I love y'all. Y'all know this. Y'all take care and y'all be well. All right. Peace.